Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, bring us back, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Little Richard. Now, the late Little Richard. He passed recently. And we still got his music, though, folks. He's still rocking with us after all these years. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Suzanne Paling, another great member of our Brain Trust, one of my favorite folks because she likes to talk to people about selling. My favorite topic, on other than my grandson Suzanne, nothing's more important to me than selling, and I'm glad you're here to talk about that. The Sales Leader's Problem Solver is her book, one of her books. Suzanne, I need the website one more time, then you got to tell us a story.
It's salesmanagementservices.com, and my new podcast, Sales Hiring Straight Talk.
Do you have guests on your podcast?
Not yet. All of the shows so far have been on hiring, but in the next round, we're going to start to invite people on. I hope you'll join us.
Oh, okay. I'm not trying to, insinuate anything. I just thought, I just wondered if you were having guests. So,
it's a plan, definitely.
Hey, tell us the story.
So decades ago, when I was managing a group of inside sales representatives, one of my top performing reps came to me and said that he wanted to try working from home. His wife traveled a lot.
What year was that?
His daughter had, this was back in the 90s. His daughter had started at a new daycare, and his commute was much more difficult. Excuse me. I took the request to my boss, the VP of sales. He was hesitant, but he said he was willing to try it. And what we did, Jim, was we laid out parameters before we started this experiment. He had to remain in the top third of salespeople in his division. He had to maintain a certain profit margin. Had to work stated company hours, and we agreed to revisit the arrangement after one business quarter. And there were a whole host of other parameters as well.
Was this an outside job or an inside job?
It was normal. This particular group was an inside sales.
Okay. So he would not be going out and calling on people.
He would not.
He would either be contacting people from home, from inside his home, or from inside your office.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And even back at this time, the connectivity and some of the software, the sophisticated way that we can work from home now didn't quite exist yet.
Right, right.
Anyway, we gave him one business quarter. After 6 weeks, I could see it wasn't working, but we, held to our bargain. And after a business quarter, we met with him, we looked at the statistics, and we agreed he needed to come back into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason it was pretty drama-free was that we had set up all the particulars before he started.
Mm-hmm.
So I would urge everyone, because if you manage salespeople at all, the requests are going to start to come in.
Yeah.
And you need to ask yourself, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to let people decamp and work from home from now on? Could you come up with a hybrid arrangement, 2 days in the office, 3 days at home? What are you willing to do, and what do you need to do? And you need to think about that now before the requests come in, because if you don't, you could lose good reps.
Well, that's exactly right. And I was a remote worker when I was with Xerox. When I repped those seven counties I was telling you about way back, like I said, in another era, not just another decade, I was remote. I had an office. My office was in my home. This was back in the 70s. And so I was doing that a long time, but I was calling. I went out and called on people. I knocked on the door. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? Things like that. And that's different from being at home, inside an office. But one of the things I'd like to add to your plan for people who may work from home, if you're gonna try to allow that, or if you're gonna let them do it, is you got to tell them when you get up in the morning. You need to where you wind up doing your business should be irrelevant. You still need to get up, get dressed, look like you're going to work, and walk 20 feet instead of drive 20 miles and go to work. You need to look and act and feel like you're at work. Don't go down in your pajamas. Don't pick up the phone, you know, eating a sandwich or whatever. Don't act like you're at home off work. You gotta put the game face on. And somebody told me that, a mentor told me that when I first started doing that remote working, like I was telling you, and it changed everything.
Definitely. And I think the other important question to ask is, how will this affect the customer?
Mm-hmm.
We all had to stay at home these past 5 months. Mm-hmm. We had no choice in the matter, and it may last for quite some time to come. But we all did the best that we could.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do that permanently, is it seamless for the customer?
You have to check in with them, don't you?
Yeah, and is this working from home able to work for them?
Mm-hmm. Some customers will want you to come back and be like it was, and some won't. You got to test the water, don't you?
You have to test the water with the customers. You have to check in with the customers. Is this working for you? Should you test this new arrangement with the sales rep for a trial period?
Mm-hmm.
What length of time seems fair? You know, can you anticipate any problems ahead of time?
Mm-hmm.
And will it have negative impacts on any other department, like customer service, for instance, or production?
And the customer's attitude and the production are the two standards, aren't they? If those two don't measure up, if they get upside down, then you got to make changes, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, people have been asking for special schedules for years. Four-day work week, leaving at 3 p.m. on Wednesday.
Right.
It's all about them continuing to satisfy the customer's needs.
Suzanne, will you come back and continue to help us? Because this is going to be going on forever. Will you come back later?
Always.
Thank you. Suzanne Paley, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Good job, Suzanne. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.